welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, bringing you programs from the golden age of radio. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. Coming up in this hour, romance, later on from the Damon Runyon Theater. But first, a broadcast of the first NIDR program called Love and Gazooza, a CBS episode from March 25th, 1941.
Campana's Italian Bomb presents the first NIDR program, a copyrighted feature, Coast to Coast. See you at a time on the Great White Way, and once again, ladies and gentlemen, you're invited to attend an opening night performance in the Little Theater off Times Square. There'll be plenty of traffic tonight, so let's get an early start to the theater. Here's my cab, won't you step in? All right, driver, up Broadway.
Good
evening, Mr. First Nighter. Curtain in 2 minutes.
Thank you. We'll go right in. All right. We have just a moment now before the play begins. I see that the title of this evening's dramatic offering is Love and Gazooza, an original comedy romance by Virginia Safford, co-starring Barbara Luddy and Les Tremaine. The story is pure fiction and does not refer to real people or to actual events. And now before first curtain, let's listen to Eric Segerquist and his famous orchestra. First curtain, the house lights are out, and here's the play.
Scott, are we out of gas?
Now, Dad, don't get excited.
290 in the shade and no shade. You would rent a car and drag me around to see Mexico in the raw?
Well, we can probably get gas at that house.
What house?
See, that gate, a big rancho like that would have gasoline.
Look, Emily, we're supposed to be on our way to my oil wells down at the Tehuantepec. And for no good reason, we're miles and miles away in Cholula. There's something fishy about this. Where's that Mexican fellow live?
Why, in Mexico. What Mexican fellow?
Why'd he leave New York in such a rush?
He didn't. He left very slowly.
What happened between you and him?
Why, Daddy, I hardly knew him. Just a mere acquaintance. I... Look, Daddy, down the road.
Huh? There's some Mexican on a horse. Emily, stop digging around under the seat.
I've got to find my compact.
Buenas tardes, amigos.
Buenas tardes, senor.
Emilita. Nita, Emilita.
Why, Esteban, imagine running into you down here. Esteban, here's Daddy.
Daddy? Oh, that is to say, Senor Caldwell. Oh, but this is wonderful. To find little Emilita at the gate of my hacienda.
This big rancho doesn't belong to you.
Oh, but gee, see?
Why, imagine that, Daddy.
Imagine.
But how did you get here?
Why, we ran out of gas.
Gasolino?
Uh-huh.
But I have mucho gasolino. Come to my house. I will shower you with gasolino.
Just in the tank, please.
Oh, never. Never have I been so excited. I leap from my horse.
Oh, isn't he wonderful, Daddy?
I untie my lasso, and springing before the car, I tie it to the cow catcher.
He's going to tow us, Dad.
Yes, yes, I'm following the action.
Now I leap on to my horse. Yes, that's here we are. We are ready, no?
Ready.
Bueno. And off we go. Come in. I bid you welcome to my house. Come in.
Oh, how lovely and cool.
Hey, nice old place you have here.
Gracias, senor. Es de esa casa.
How's that?
It is your house, senor.
Oh, no, no, I couldn't take it. Yes. I see what you mean. Thanks.
Come into the patio. Pedro has cool drinks waiting for us.
Oh, look, a fountain. And the flowers. Esteban, why, it's heavenly.
Heavenly now that you are here, Emilita. Senor, what will you have?
Is that Gazuza?
You like Gazuza, senor?
He's had it everywhere we've been in Mexico.
Thanks. You know, a fizzy pop like this would be a sensation in the States. I'd like to know who makes it.
Oh, Emilita, so many times I've dreamed in my mind of you, sitting here by my fountain. When you sent me away from New York...
I didn't send you away.
What you gave me, what you say, the French?
The gate. But I said we'd always be friends.
Oh. My heart breaks. I come home to my hacienda, but always I think of you. Always I say to myself...
Hey, Stephen, please, not out in public.
Don't mind me. I'm strolling around the garden.
Everything is yours, senor. Pick all the flowers. Oh, Emily.
Stephen.
My little coffee blossom.
I was... Your what?
Coffee blossom.
Oh, Stephen, we must never, never quarrel again.
What is nothing to quarrel about now, my sweet? You have come. Each day I think, mañana she will see her mistakes. Mañana she will come. So now, it is mañana.
You mean you've been expecting me?
I knew you would realize how much you love me.
You knew. You were waiting for me. You're the most conceited person I've ever met in my life.
Conceited? Because I knew you would come?
I didn't. Dad had to come to Tehuantepec to see his oil wells.
So? Then why are you in Cholula?
We're just passing through.
Oh, you funny little monkey. You come here because you knew this is where your Esteban lives.
That had nothing to do with it, and you're not my Esteban.
Oh, but I am. I make myself a present to you. Oh, Emily, it does not matter. You are here. We are happy. I will show you my friendly country.
Well, we must be going.
To see my country?
Back to our hotel.
You talk of hotels when I'm making love to you.
It's the El Grande. Dad, come on, we must go.
Emilita, wait. I have much more to say.
You've already said a great deal.
Are we leaving already?
No, you must stay.
Yes. Come, Dad, where's our car?
Oh, Esteban, about that gasoline.
It was not necessary, senor. There was plenty of gasoline in the tank. Emilita, wait, you must not go.
Hurry, Dad.
Emilita, why you act like this? You are angry, but why are you angry? Why?
I prefer not to discuss it.
Senor, you are her father. Ask her why she is angry.
Why are you angry, Emily?
I'm not angry. I never felt more pleasant. Get in, Dad. Goodbye, Esteban. Thanks for the gasoline.
And the gazooza. Ah, great stuff.
It has been my pleasure, senor. Hey, Melita, why you do this crazy thing? You come, you are happy, you go, you are angry. Why? Why?
Goodbye, Esteban.
So long. Adios. So, this is a pretty, how am I? You little spoiled monkey. Okay, but maybe this time I show you. Oh, caramba, how can I love you so much?
And the curtain comes down on the first act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smokey, in the outer lobby or downstairs, please.
Are hurrying down the aisles to their seats. The lights are dimmed, and here's the second act of Love and Gazooza.
Coffee, senor?
Yeah. Gracias, Pedro. Pedro, listen.
Si, senor.
Pedro, if you love a beautiful senorita, very stubborn, and she does not know what you want, but you know she loves you, though she will not admit it, what would you do?
I think beating is always good, senor.
No, Pedro. Women and horses must never be beaten. It makes them rear up on their hind legs and show their teeth.
I think beating is good. More coffee, senor?
Gracias.
Senor, how you feel about kidnapping?
Kidnapping? No. She would be a terrible captive.
Si.
What do you mean, si? You mean no?
Si, senor. No.
I might set fire to El Grande Hotel and then dash in a saber from the roaring flames.
Senor, you own the hotel.
Si. Oh, that is right. But Santa Maria, I must do something. She's my life. She's everything. I cannot lose her again.
Senor, Tigita.
No. No, Pedro, no. Do not play now. I have no mood for music.
But, senor, it's mystical, huh? They love the romance, these little senoritas. The song beneath the window.
Oh, that is it. I will war like that. Give me the guitar, Pedro. Bring my horse. I go to town. I got to be romantic.
Have a glass of gazooza, Emily. It's delicious.
No, thanks.
Want to go out in the plaza and watch the handsome dons make goo-goo eyes at the senoritas?
Heavens, no.
Well, if you feel like that, why do we hang around here? Why don't we go on to the Wantepec?
No, I don't want to go just yet. The climate here agrees with me.
I give up. Of course, I never thought you'd marry a foreigner, but still in all, Esteban's a fine chap. I can see how a girl would. In fact, if I loved him enough to come all this way to see him, I'd marry him.
You two would make a lovely couple, dear.
Boy, bring me another bottle of gazooza.
I thought he'd be here by this time.
By George, I wish I could find out who makes that stuff.
He must have been crazy to have thought...
Gazooza, senor?
Well, if he doesn't care, I don't either. I'm going to bed, Daddy.
It's hot inside. Nice out here in this patio. Say, waiter, who makes this gazooza?
Why, you wish to know, senor.
Great Scott, why do you all act so suspicious?
No, sabe, senor. We are stranger here.
Good night, Daddy. I'm going in.
Nobody will tell me. You think I was planning to steal the stuff. Where are you going, Emily?
Oh, you... hasn't even tried to see me. What are you doing out there?
I'm singing.
Well, go sing somewhere else.
How can you be so cold of heart when you are so beautiful? Your lips like red cherries, your cheeks like fragrant peach blossoms.
Stop that. Go away.
So gentle, so little and lovely, I cannot live without you.
This isn't going to get you anywhere.
Mañana I will learn your name. Mañana I will seek permission of your papa to pay my respects.
Don't be silly. You know my name. You know me.
But tonight I pour out my heart in song beneath your window. Since the moment I saw you, senorita, my heart beats only for you.
Esteban, do you feel all right?
Oh, now you spoil it. You will not pretend with me.
But what sort of talk was that?
Listen. In New York, I make love the Americano way. Now I make love within my own country. I pretend I have seen you with your dueña in the plaza. I come sing beneath the grill of your window. Cuando se le de Havana, valgame Dios. It is beautiful, romantic. But no. You have no imagination.
Well, you needn't get mad. How was I to know you were...
You're a spoiled little brat. You think you can twist me around your finger, but no. I am finished.
Esteban, you're not going to let me go away, but back home.
Would you have me beg for love? No. This is the end. Forever.
Esteban.
Adios.
I'd feel a lot better if you'd come along to the Wantepec.
No, Dad, I'm going back to the States. As soon as your train leaves, I'm going back to the hotel and pack.
And for Pete's sake, change your clothes.
Oh, stop fussing about these shorts. At least they're cool.
You shouldn't wear shorts down here. These people don't understand the way they look at you.
Oh, get on, Daddy. Oh, wait, your carton of gazooza.
Oh, yes, thanks. I must have that. And nobody will tell me who makes it.
Daddy, your train's moving.
Goodbye, Emily. Be a good girl.
Goodbye, Dad.
Senorita. Huh? Two. 1 minute. I command you to stop. Halt.
What? Do you mean me?
You. Come with me, pronto.
But, wait a minute. Let go of my arm. Let go. Help, please.
Did you call me?
No, not you. You let go of me. I want a policeman.
Me? I am the police.
You? What are you trying to do?
The respectful citizens of Cholula demand I arrest you for running around in the street in your underwear.
Underwear? You mean these shorts? Don't be silly. Oh, let go of me. You can't do this. My father will... I said let go.
Oh, yes. Aha! You keep me.
Yes, and I'll...
So now I arrest you again for resisting a policeman of the law.
And the curtain comes down on the second act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking downstairs or in the outer lobby, please.
All right, now, here's some more news about the $10,000 that Campana's giving in cash. By the way, if you have this week magazine, turn to page 21 and get the full story about this contest. But listen, it's about the easiest contest you ever heard of. You don't need any entry blank. Here's all you do. Take a piece of paper, using one side only, write 100 words or less to complete either of the following two sentences. Sentence one reads, I like the new specially improved Italian bomb because. Sentence two reads, I still prefer the famous regular Italian bomb because. You finish either of these sentences giving us your honest opinion. Then sign your name and address, attach the front panel only from any size carton of Italian bomb or facsimile, and mail your entry to Campana at the address on the carton. Do this tonight. There's a contest every week giving away five $100 bills until April 28th. Each week's contest closes on Monday night. You can enter as often as you want to each week, provided you follow the simple rules. No entry blank is necessary, but the rules for the contest are available, if you want them, at drug department and 10-cent stores. Plan now to win one of these weekly prizes. And remember, the grand prize winner and the runner-up prize winner will get $5,000 and $1,000 respectively, will be selected from the weekly winners. Here's your chance to make your dreams come true. Curtain. Last curtain. First night is rolling as seats ready for the last act, and there goes the curtain.
Can't keep me locked up. Who do you think you are?
Me? I am Lopez, the man who keep you locked up.
I demand to see the chief of police.
No speak English.
You let me out of here.
Maybe mañana, maybe next month. Yes, Bobby.
Now listen, Lopez, let's talk this over. You must know that in America, everyone wears shorts for sport.
I think America plenty local country, I think.
Oh, go away. No, wait. Bring me some dinner. I'm hungry.
Oh, very sorry. Calabozo do not feed you. Against the law.
I just start?
Maybe you have some friend to bring you food. No?
No.
Too bad.
But I'm hungry. Oh, all right. Give me a pencil and paper.
You eat them?
I want to write a letter.
Guess the law.
Oh, now, listen. You've a kind, intelligent face. Heaven forgive me. A fine, handsome man like you wouldn't refuse me that much. Just a little letter. Nice, senor.
It is still against the law. But what you say about me is true. So here. The paper and pencil.
Oh, gracias so much. Well, wait just a minute. Here, now send this at once, please.
Mañana, mañana.
Now, send it to Esteban de Morris at once. You hear?
Si. El señor Esteban de Morris? Why you not say so? Hey, but Pancho. Pancho, wake up. Take it to El señor de Morris. Andale.
Esteban! Oh, darling, I knew you'd come.
So, I find you in the calabozo, little Emelita. Imagine!
Did you bring me something to eat?
What's he?
in his big basket, my coffee blossom.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, poke something through the bars, quick.
Not so fast. First, you respond me one little question. For positively the last time, will you marry me?
Oh, so you're taking advantage of a starving girl. Well, let me tell you this. My answer is permanently, definitely no.
Then it is settled. You do not eat. I think I will rest a minute here on the ground.
Oh, go away and let me alone.
For the moment, I have nothing important to do. And I'm a little hungry. Tamales, tortillas, cold chicken.
I hope you choke.
Excellent.
If you were a gentleman, you'd make them let me out.
You do nothing for me, I do nothing for you. Oh, wish I brought along a little pepper.
You think you have me at your mercy, but what's to stop me from saying I'll marry you just to get some food?
No, you would not do that. Though you are a little devil. You love me too much.
Love you? I don't even like you.
So? You come all the way to Cholula to see me.
Oh, you.
You can think of nothing to say, no?
If I said what I'm thinking, they'd arrest me again.
Oh, how sad it is that every time we meet, we quarrel. What was it we quarreled about in New York? I've forgotten.
Well, I remember very well. It was because at least you could have come back.
When I knew you would come here?
I was leaving this morning when Lopez arrested me. Esteban, did you tell him to arrest me?
I wonder. Would I like another piece of chicken?
Esteban, answer me.
Shall it be a wing this time or a leg? I just said to my good friend Lopez that I think the Americano senorita need a little watching.
Oh, how can you be so mean to me?
If there is anything you wish to say to me now, Emilita, I am willing to listen.
Don't be like that and stop eating, can't you? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You are just hungry.
Oh, I know I acted like a half-wit in New York. I'm a brat.
Oh, listen, Emilita, you do love me.
Yes.
You cannot live without me.
No.
Say it then.
I love you, Esteban. I can't live without you.
Oh, my little darling, put your face up to the bars.
You going
to
feed me?
Oh. First, I must kiss you. Oh, amante, Emilita. No. I will come around and untie the lock.
But how can you?
It's very simple. I have the key. Hey, what's going on around here?
Who said that?
What? It is Daddy! Listen, I'm on the track of it. I know the man's name. Feller on the train told me.
Daddy, what are you doing here?
I doubled right back. They said at the hotel you were in jail. What in thunder are you doing in jail, Emily? Oh, it is all right now, senor. We will have no more trouble with her. Fine. Listen, Esteban. This Cazuza man lives here in Cholula. His name is Demores, and he has this factory. What, senor? I am the Cazuza man. No. His name is Demores. Esteban de Demores at your service, senor. You are the Cazuza. Well, by George. Why didn't you tell me you were looking for me? Why? Great Scott, man, I've talked of nothing else. Oh, yes. Young man in love. I know. Listen, are you paying attention to me now? Si, I'm listening, senor. I want to buy the American rights. Well, senor, I will make you my partner. Partner? Say, that's great. We'll go back...
Yes, pardon me for interrupting, but can't somebody give me some of that chicken?
1 minute, darling. Back to the hotel and draw up the papers. But what about Emily? How'd she get into jail? Wait, senor. First, I wish to ask you for your daughter's hand. Don't wait to ask me for anything. Just go marry her before she changes her mind. Oh, Daddy, you are right. We will marry pronto. Not the mañana, not the next week. But right now.
Oh, Esteban. And then we'll have a beautiful big wedding breakfast.
And the curtain falls on another play hit in the little theater on Times Square. All right, here are the names of the winners in Campana's $10,000 cash contest. Their checks are in the mail. Here they are, Miss Nona Blair, Knoxville, Tennessee. Mrs. Owen E. McGillicuddy, Toronto, Canada. Miss Harriet Ellis, White Plains, New York. Major W. J. O'Callaghan, Painesville, Ohio. Mrs. Lottie B. Shipley, South Bend, Washington. 5 weeks to go. Next contest closes next Monday night. He Keep tuned to this station. Elma Davis will follow with highlights of the news. And now we move out of the theater and into the street.
Here's your cab, Mr. First Nighter.
Thank you. Good night.
The First Nighter program on Tuned to Yesterday from March 25th, 1941 on CBS. The female lead in that radio play was Barbara Luddy, best known in the 1950s for her work on Disney films as a voice actor, most notably The Lady and the Tramp, where she played Lady. One of her earliest radio projects was in the role of Atiya on the 1930s series Tarzan. This is an hour of romance on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark LeVonier. Now time for an episode of the Damon Runyon Theater called Maybe a Queen, a syndicated episode from July 3rd, 1949.
The Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, Maybe a Queen. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. This is a story about a guy and a doll. The guy's name is Jack O'Donohue, who is a shoe clerk. And the doll's name is Ida Peters, who is one of the advantages of being in the first row at a musical comedy where the view is good. It begins on a summer night sometime back in Bryant Park at 6th Avenue and 42nd Street. Various citizens are enjoying the night air, and the benches are in good use. But it so happens that Jack is sitting on one that has nobody else on it. That is, until up walks Ida Peters and sits down. Then the scene is as follows.
excuse me, miss.
What for?
Well, you see, I...
Look, I came here to get a breath of air. I am not trying to find company. It so happens this was the only empty spot.
I know that, miss, but you see... My hat.
What?
You're on it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's not a very good hat.
Here.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, good night.
Just a minute.
Yeah?
I'm sorry I blew my top like that, but...
Oh, well, it's all right. I guess you thought I was being fresh.
Sure, but I should have known better.
You sure?
Uh-huh. When you got up just then, the light hit your face.
Oh, well, now I'm sorry.
For what?
I should never stand in the light. When I was a little kid, the other kids called me...
What did they call you?
Froggy.
Oh.
I've outgrown it a little.
Sure.
Well, good night, miss.
Good night. Hey,
yeah?
Hey, your hat.
Oh, thanks. Good night.
Yeah, good night.
That is the way it begins. A doll like Ida Peters, who may not be the best looking in the world, but does not have to move over for anybody, and Jack O'Donohue, who does not represent a doll's dream and never will. Now, what happens is considered practically incredible by everybody. And what that is, I will tell you in a minute. Well, like I say, Ida and Jack meet up in Bryant Park. And this meeting goes on for quite a few nights. If anybody asks Ida why she goes there, it is a little better than 6 to 5, she will not know. That is, until one night, when they are taking a little walk.
Jack, I'll have to leave you in a little while.
Leave? Are you going away?
No, not leaving town, if that's what you mean.
That's what I mean.
I'll stick around for a while. No, I'm meeting somebody at midnight.
Oh, here in the park?
No.
It's 11:40.
I know.
You got a date, huh?
How'd you know?
I never kid myself.
What do you mean?
I'm all right to take a walk with in the park, if we stay out from under the lights. But I guess it stops there.
Now look, maybe your trouble is thinking bad things about yourself. Sure, you're not handsome. I wouldn't even call you nice looking. Your nose is on all wrong. Your mouth slants in a funny way.
But you're beautiful.
But you've got nice eyes. They're, well, honest and clean.
Thanks.
I guess I like you better than any guy I've ever met.
How big a field is that?
Pretty big, Jack.
Mm-hmm. Pretty big.
I admit it.
I wish you wouldn't, to me.
But I keep things on the level.
You want me to walk you to the edge of the park?
No.
Will you be here tomorrow night?
Will you?
It's the only time of day I look forward to. It's the only time any time matters. It's the only time New York looks good to me.
Jack, cut it out.
Eye to eye.
Okay. Okay, so you kiss me. That gives you a ticket to what?
I love you.
I don't love you.
No, I guess not.
I don't love you. I never will. I... Oh, for the love of mine. I do.
Ida.
But forget it. Forget I said it. Forget you said it.
Why?
I've got a date in 10 minutes.
You're going to keep it?
Yes, I am. Well, don't look at me like that.
I was wondering. I was wondering about tomorrow night.
No.
Good night, Ida.
Goodbye.
Oh. Sure. Goodbye. What's the matter? Why'd you stop?
I... Same time. Same place. Tomorrow night.
So now Ida is in love with Jack, and he certainly is more than somewhat gone about her. But all it ever amounts to is those meetings in the park. And why? Well, I find out about 2 weeks later when I run into Ida in Mindy's. Or she runs into me while I am sitting there.
Hello, Broadway.
Hello, Ida. Sit down.
Thanks.
Show is going all right?
Fine.
Anything wrong?
Wrong? Why? Do I look it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Everything's wrong. You know Jack O'Donohue?
Slightly.
He's a clerk. He hasn't got a dime, and he never will have.
There are some people who have the knack of being able to stay flat broke.
Well, why does it have to be him?
Is he very special?
Extra.
I am listening.
Broadway, take a good look at me.
It is a pleasure.
What do you see?
Lots.
I'm good looking.
There is no exaggeration in that.
Lots of guys go for me.
That is a well-known fact.
I could do all right.
Yes, you could.
But not if I marry Jack.
He asks you?
Tonight. But I won't. I swear I won't. Why should I? I can do better, lots better.
That is true.
You ever live in a one-room flat in the tenements? In the summer it's so hot, the air's like a blanket with hot water poured over it. In the winter you put on all the clothes you've got and still you freeze. You hear the kids yelling and the neighbors fighting. You ever live like that?
Yes, I do.
Well, you want to go back to it?
No.
Then why should I?
I have got no answer to that.
I can do all right. There are 100 girls who did all right. Grabbed themselves what they could. Even titles, like a duchess, countess. Why shouldn't I?
Maybe even get to be a queen, huh?
Why not?
What about Jack O'Donohue?
Oh, shut up.
Okay.
I didn't mean that.
I know. Look, Ida, if you want advice, I have got none to give. If you ask me for something good in the fourth at Hialeah, okay. If you want to know where there is a quiet game where somebody can turn a few bobs, okay, too. But if you were asking me to put up a sign inside you, telling you which way you should go, I am sorry. I am all out of that kind of advice. In fact, I never touch the stuff.
Sure. I get it. It's all up to me, huh?
It is all up to you.
I guess I had it figured out before I saw you. Yeah, I know I did.
So, the next night, Ida meets Jack in the park as usual. But this time, she has got something to tell him. And the scene is as follows.
You're quiet tonight, Ida.
Mm-hmm.
Anything wrong?
Nothing's right.
I'd like to make it all right, Ida. If you'll give me half a chance.
Jack.
Look, let me get this all out before I get myself twisted so I can't talk. Last night, I asked you to marry me because I love you, and you love me.
Yeah, I love you, but I don't love what you mean. Besides, I'm getting married.
You're kidding.
No. I'm going away with him next week.
Who? Who?
You don't even know him. He's from out of town. Saw me in a show.
Money?
You make it sound like something dirty.
No. Just something in the way.
That's right.
You know, right here I should get up off this bench and say a lot of words. I should tell you you're doing the wrong thing, that you'll be sorry. But I can't, Ida. I just can't. Good luck.
Wait a minute. Jack, listen, don't be sore.
I'm not. I guess it takes a spot like this to make a guy realize what a dope he really is.
Listen, I love you. I'm going away, but I'll be back.
When?
A year from tonight, right here, to see you.
What?
Sure. Sure, both of us. Just like the first night we met, right here. Every year on the same date.
Why? Why, Ida?
I don't know. Maybe it's just that I gotta have that much left of us. If you get married, do the same.
You mean that?
I swear it, Jack.
Okay, Ida. I'll be here. Every year, same date, same time.
So will I.
Well, there are some people who will say that this is a crazy idea and it will never happen. But if you will wait, I will tell you how wrong some people can be. And I will also tell you what happens because of it in a minute.
And now back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Maybe a Queen.
Ida does get married, and she does leave New York. And the guy she marries has more than enough of the stuff that makes the world go round in an expensive way. Then it is a year later, and the scene is the same spot in Bryant Park where Ida and Jack first meet. It is exactly the same time. And what happens is this.
Hi, Ida.
Jack. Jack, how are you?
Pretty good. Gonna sit down?
Sure. Of course I am.
How you been?
Wonderful.
Oh, you look swell. You're as beautiful as ever. But are you happy, Ida?
I've got what I want.
Well, makes it okay, I guess. How's your husband?
I don't know. We've separated.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Don't be. Somebody else has asked me to marry him. I can go to Reno and get a quick divorce.
Sure, that's easy.
The man who wants me to marry him is wealthy. Wealthier than the first.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jack, you and I.
Yeah, what about us, Ida? What about us?
We love each other. You still love me.
I've never been able to talk myself out of it.
Nor I.
You leaving now?
Yes. Kiss me goodbye. Same time. Next year. Same place.
I'll be here.
So Ida and Jack leave it that way. And the next year they meet, and the next. Meantime, Ida keeps making good scores for herself. We are keeping count along the stem, and the book shows four husbands and some financial arrangements, which are certainly not 5 and 10. But there is never a word of bad talk. And she tells each husband about Jack and their meet. We figure this is a smart angle because not one of her husbands is able to put a smudge against her. Then one night, I run into Jack O'Donohue in Mindy's, and the scene is as follows.
Hello, Broadway. How are you?
Just fine, Jack. How you doing?
Oh, good, I guess.
If you do not mind my mentioning it, you do not look so good.
Well, I got a cold, a cough.
You see a doctor?
Tomorrow.
How is Ida?
Oh, I saw her tonight. She's fine. You wouldn't recognize her, Broadway. She's a lady. Real lady. She even talks different now. And she's been all over the world. Told me all about the places you read about. Biarritz, Cannes, even whistle stops in Africa and India.
Yeah, I guess Ida moves around quite a bit. But no matter where she is, she always turns up in Bryant Park on the same date, huh?
She never misses. Gee, a year goes slow.
Jack, what will you do if she ever does miss one of those meetings?
She won't.
Maybe something will keep her away.
Nothing could.
Listen to me, Jack. I watch you now for a long time. You are sick, broke.
Oh, I got a few dollars.
Wait a second. What I am trying to say is that someday Ida might not get to Bryant Park for your date. You have got to think about that. Right now, you keep alive for just one day a year.
That's right, Broadway. 364 days, I'm dead. One day, I come alive.
She might miss one of these years.
She won't. Stop saying it.
Okay, Jack. But meantime, if you ever need...
Oh, I'll get along. It's okay.
Go see a doc, huh?
Sure. Sure, tomorrow.
Okay, Jack. Meantime, take it easy.
Sure. I always take it easy.
And some more years go by, and some more. We watch Jack, and for every 1 year the rest of us live, Jack puts on about five. He gets gray, and it seems he cannot hold on to a dime. He just does not care. And meantime, Ida Peters adds to her score. We see her picture in the papers quite a bit, and always in society. Each new husband is a step up for her, until finally she hits dead center of the target. I read it in the Blatz. So does Jack. And when they meet again in Bryant Park, the scene is as follows.
I read all about it, Ida. It's swell.
Thank you, Jack.
Guess this will be our last time together.
What makes you say that? Oh, Jack, you're sick. Broadway told me you won't see a doctor.
Oh, I'll be all right. I didn't mean I was going to kick off. I just meant you'd be living in Europe now that you're going to marry a prince.
Yes. I walked up the ladder without missing a single rung. There's no place else to go. I guess this is it, Jack. What I've always wanted.
They say he's a pretty nice guy.
Yes, he is. And I told him about you, Jack.
No? What did he say?
It was one of the conditions under which I'd marry him, that I'd see you every year.
All the way from Europe?
If I have to, yes. He hasn't got a country. There was a revolution.
But he's a prince, and you'll be a princess.
Princess Ida Peters Watkins Van Goring Courtright Benson Morgan Stooping de Moran. The last name will be on my stationery. The others were the rungs.
But you'll be here next year.
I promise. I've never missed.
Please, don't ever.
No matter what happens, I'll be here.
So Ida Peters marries a guy who carries the handle of Prince Paul de Moran. And she becomes the Princess de Moran. And from what we hear and read, this is probably her last time at bat in matrimony. She has got what she wants. And each year she turns up in Bryant Park to meet Jack O'Donohue. Then, it is sometime later, Ida and the Prince are in New York in their hotel.
Ida. Ida, my dear, where are you?
Right here.
Ida, I have just received this cablegram. Here, please read it.
Paul, what does this mean?
Exactly what it says, my dear. I am no longer Prince Paul, but King Paul the Fifth.
King Paul?
The people want me back. Ida, Ida, this will give me the chance to do what I want for my country. And you, you will be a queen.
No. No.
No, but of course. What is it, my dear? You look frightened.
I was just thinking of what someone said a long time ago.
Oh? What is that?
Nothing.
I cannot blame you for being so stunned. I was the same when I received the cablegram. But now, I must cancel all engagements. There's no time to waste. Either take only what you will need on the plane. We shall have the rest of our luggage sent over later.
When are you leaving?
We are leaving immediately, my dear. I have chartered the plane. It leaves in half an hour.
I'm not ready.
Wear a suit, my dear. Anything. Well, please, do not stand there looking.
Paul, there's something I must do first.
There is nothing you can do first. I must be in my country tomorrow afternoon at the latest.
Paul, I'll join you there later.
You cannot. They will want to see you. Think of it, Ida. We will be...
I'll join you later. The day after tomorrow. There's something I must do tonight.
This Jack O'Donohue.
Yes.
No. That is over.
Please, Paul, listen to me.
No. You will listen to me. For a long time now, I put up with this sentimental nonsense you feel for this man.
It's not nonsense.
That is all it is. As long as I am an ex-patriot, it does not matter. But now that I go back as king and you as queen, there must not be one breath of scandal.
Scandal? There's never been any scandal about me.
You do not understand. There will be those who will ridicule, talk.
Let them.
I cannot afford it.
I cannot go with you tonight.
You are wasting time. Get ready.
No.
Ida, I will say it once more. Get ready.
Paul, I can't. You don't understand, Jack.
I will hear no more of that. It is over, finished.
I am going to meet him.
You are?
Yes.
Then you force me to say something I do not want to say, Ida. Look into the mirror. Look. What do you see? A woman of 40? A woman who has lived quite a good deal? A woman who is no longer as beautiful as once she was?
Paul.
I am sorry, but it is the truth. You have no money of your own anymore. What you have, I gave you. The jewels, everything. Ida, I give you this chance to go with me. If you do not take it...
Don't threaten me, Paul.
It is not a threat. Believe me.
You wouldn't do it.
But yes. I have my pride, too. If you stay here tonight and meet this man, it is a slap in my face. That I will not take even from you. Ida, what are you doing?
Leaving you everything. Here. This ring. This is mine. The rest is yours.
You are making the decision.
Yes. Yes, Paul. It is one I should have made years ago. Broadway.
Ida, hello there.
Have you seen Jack?
Jack? No, why?
He's not in the park.
He is not at... Oh, this is the night you had the date with him.
But he's not there. I just left.
I do not see him for some time. In fact, almost a week.
Help me find him. Please help me find him.
Okay, Ida, take it easy. You call his hotel?
Yes, he left him plenty of time to get to the park by 11. But he wasn't there. I waited. He wasn't there.
How long do you wait?
5 minutes.
Well, maybe you do not give him enough time. Come on, we will go to the park and see.
He's not here, Broadway. This is the place.
Yeah, I see he's not here.
Where is he, Broadway? Where is he?
You are very excited.
He's got to be here. He's got to be.
Hey, there is a taxi pulling up. Although I do not think Jack has enough tour to take a cab from here to 5 feet away.
Broadway, it is. It's Jack.
Yeah, but come on.
Look, buddy, please, let me get you to a hospital.
Take me over there.
Jack!
Ida, honey.
Hey, you, Hackie, what is the matter?
He stepped right in front of me, ran out on the street.
Oh, no.
I was late, Ida. I was trying to hurry.
Honest, it wasn't my fault. He steps right in front against the light. He won't let me take him to a doc or a hospital. Sad he had to get here. Told me he'd kill me if he did. I think he would have.
Jack, Broadway.
It is bad, Ida. Real bad.
Look, let's get him to a doc or something, please.
No, never mind. It wasn't your fault. Go away. Please, go away.
Mister,
It is okay, fella. We will take care of him.
You got my number in case.
Sure.
Yeah. Let me sit down here.
Here, take it easy, Jack.
Sure.
Broadway, stop that driver. We're going to the hospital.
No use, I'm telling you. It's no use. I'm kind of busted inside.
I would have waited for you, Jack. I would have waited.
I know, honey. But I always like to be here first. Gee, Ida, I'm sorry I was late.
Late? You? I'm the one who's late. Very late.
Well, there is not much more to tell. We get Jack to a hospital, and the doc tells us that he has a 50-50 chance if his lungs are okay. But they are not. It is some hours later when I and Ida leave the hospital, and Jack. There is nothing more to do. But the story is not over. And what the payoff is, I will tell you in a minute. Well, everybody is sorry to hear about Jack, and everybody says that Ida Peters gives him a bum shake. But what do they know about it? Anyhow, I do not see Ida until a long time afterward, when I stop in a place for a cup of coffee about 3 a.m. And who is there but Ida? She sees me, gives me a smile, and says,
I'm very glad to see you, Broadway.
And me, you. It is a long time.
Uh-huh.
Why do you not come around anymore?
I'd have to pass the park.
Well, you could go the other way.
I can't.
Yeah. You are looking well.
Okay, I guess. You never change.
Oh, I am a landmark. If I change, a lot of people will lose their way around the stair.
Sure.
I see by the papers that the prince is now a king.
Yes, he is.
And you could be a queen.
Like rolling off a log. What are you going to have?
Me? Coffee.
Coming right up. You know, I'll bet this is the only coffee joint in town with a waitress whose ex-husband is a king.
And so ends the famous Damon Runyon story, Maybe a Queen. Listen in again next week for the Damon Runyon Theater.
The Damon Runyon Theater, on Tune to yesterday from the 3rd of July, 1949, a syndicated episode. Wrapping up this hour of romance on Tune to yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great shows from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. Thanks for tuning in.